In Bulgaria, supporters of jailed Australian Jock Palfreyman say the way in which his case has been handled represents a travesty of justice. Bulgaria's highest court has adjourned to consider an extraordinary application to keep him behind bars, despite an earlier decision to release him on parole. Palfreyman remains in detention and it could take the court up to 2 months to decide his fate. Europe correspondent Bridget Brenner reports from Sofia.
Jock Palfreyman is spending another day in a detention centre on the outskirts of Sofia. Again, consular officials arrived to visit the Australian but had little to say on whether diplomatic efforts could secure his release.
We're here to continue to provide consular assistance to Mr. Palfreyman. I can't really provide any other comment than that.
Palfreyman's fate is in the hands of three judges who sit on the Supreme Court of Cassation, Bulgaria's highest court. His lawyer says it's difficult to know when Palfreyman might be able to return home.
He's in big stress because for this uncertainty, we don't know what we're going to happen. And I think if they decide to return Jock back in the prison, it will be a real catastrophe, because there will be no judge panel after that who will dare to release him on parole.
Palfreyman has spent 11 years in jail for murdering 20-year-old student Andrei Monov in Sofia in 2007. He's always said he was acting in self-defence. The 32-year-old was granted parole last month, sparking a furious response in Bulgaria. Now the Supreme Court has given itself up to 2 months to consider whether to revoke Palfreyman's parole. His lawyer says political pressure has been heaped on the judiciary and he's never seen anything like this case.
This kind of procedure have never happened in our legal history. This is for the first time. Yes, it's a political pressure.
Desi Soneva, a supporter of Palfreyman's, told AM her friend faces an unprecedented situation.
How has Jock been since you've been speaking to him in the last few days? What was he thinking about the case?
His spirit has been high considering his situation, that he's now in a limbo and he's been in that situation for over 2 weeks now. Everybody knows that he's got all the legal documents, everything that allows him to actually be a free man in this country or in his country of origin. And yet, we are witnessing a travesty of justice and the Bulgarian prosecution and Bulgarian authorities blatantly breaking the Bulgarian law.
Far-right parties in Bulgaria have used Palfreyman's case as a campaign tool. Some attended court to protest against the earlier decision to release him. Jock Palfreyman decided not to attend court. He sent a message to friends saying the case is a fake. This is Bridget Brennan in Sofia reporting for AM.